Hello, I'm Randall Pickens. I'll be your host today on Seeds of Faith Ministries. We have a subject here today, is Isaiah 17 being fulfilled as we watch? I know it's tempting to turn off the TV and any other media access to the world and local news. Normally I would agree, but we need to be aware of the news that reveals prophetic events taking place and then warning the unaware that the end is near. Here are a couple of statements that are found on various media sources that tell us of wars and rumors of war. Syria said that Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said he planned to discuss the developments in Syria with his Turkish and Iranian counterparts at a meeting Friday in Qatar, capital of Doha. Another report was Saad had urged Turkey to intervene and halt the rebel offensive while requesting intelligence support and weapons for several countries, including the UAE, Egypt, Jordan, and Iraq. Now, these nations are clearly identified in Ezekiel 38 as members of an alliance that will be spearheaded by a man called Gog of Magog. I believe this speaks of modern-day Turkey's Erdogan. Once this happens, the other prophecies will start occurring fast and furious. So, is Assad alive or dead? And does it really matter? Whether Assad survived or not is not the point. The characteristic we are watching for is when will Damascus become uninhabitable. We still can't say this of the current environment. This could occur based on the degree of devastation or even a possible nuclear or chemical disaster. I don't believe it will be due to a nuclear or chemical event because that would not allow for the wildlife to roam, which is another characteristic mentioned in Isaiah 17. So the truth is, whether Assad is dead or alive is really doesn't matter. What matters is who will fill the void. Will it be Russia, Iran, Turkey? Well, most of my readers know my vote's for Erdogan of Turkey. Russia and Iran both have their hands full already, which leaves Turkey. Also, Turkey has the most to gain. Erdogan has been very vocal about reviving the Ottoman Empire, which agrees with Daniel's prophesied Fifth Kingdom. The dominoes are beginning to fall, so regardless who steps up to replace Assad, it is sure they will set the stage for the rapture. Some say there is no escaping the tribulation. Well, I won't argue with them, but if that's your position, then you ought to act like it and make sure you're repentant and prepared. As for me, I am not appointed unto wrath. Please let the word of God be your shield. Jesus is coming soon. Are you ready? Shalom.